Breast cancer is the most common form of cancer in women. Hundreds of thousands of new cases are identified worldwide every year. Now, one of the largest cancer prevention studies of its kind has reported some sobering findings. Just one alcoholic drink a day can increase the risk of developing breast cancer. But the researchers also found there are things people can do to reduce their risk. The American Institute for Cancer Research did the study. It examined 119 past studies involving 12 million women. 260,000 of them had breast cancer. Anne McTiernan was the lead writer of the report. McTiernan is with the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle, Washington. She said the research showed a connection between drinking alcohol and increased risk of breast cancer in 10 studies involving 4,000 women. The women were of childbearing age and had developed breast cancer. The study found that the women who drank about 10 grams of alcohol a day had a 5% increased risk of breast cancer. Although 5% seems like a small amount, the study's chance of mistake was very low, said McTiernan. Another group of studies involved 35,000 women who were postmenopausal and had developed breast cancer.
We found that there was a 9% increased risk for drinking that same amount of alcohol, an average of 10 grams a day of alcohol. Again, small glass of wine, 8 ounces of beer, 1 ounce of hard liquor.
McTiernan said the World Health Organization considers alcohol to be a carcinogen, a substance that can cause cancer. It contains a liquid called acetaldehyde, which damages DNA. Investigators also found ways to lower risk. They say forceful exercise, such as running or fast bicycling, decreased the risk of breast cancer. Young women who were the most physically active had about a 17% decrease. A 10% decrease was found for postmenopausal women who took part in similar exercise. Moderate activity, such as walking and gardening, was found to reduce the risk of breast cancer by 13% in the most active women compared to the least active. There was also evidence that eating a non-starchy, plant-based diet lowers the risk. However, that does not mean people must eat only vegetables, McTiernan said.
It just means eating a lot of fresh vegetables and fruit, making sure the vegetables are mostly non-starchy, that means not potatoes, eating dairy products because they're high in calcium and they may have some benefit on their own.
McTiernan said eating a diet with lots of fruits and vegetables can help women keep their weight down. That is important since being overweight can increase an older woman's breast cancer risk. The Institute says 1 in 3 breast cancer cases in the U.S. could be prevented if women cut alcohol from their diets, stayed physically active, and kept a healthy weight. The American Institute for Cancer Research is part of the World Cancer Research Fund, which collects and studies information from around the world on cancer prevention. I'm Alice Bryant.